Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Hidden Hearing. Hearing problems? We've been tuning people in for over 30 years. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Mary Wheelock, Christmas tips. We're doing a programme next week on Christmas tips. I think it's next Thursday. We're looking for your Christmas tips, ideas. Frances Brennan will be with us and Brenda Costigan will be with us. But Mary, you run a Christmas tree farm.
That's right, yeah.
What is it? Just explain. I know a Christmas tree farm is obviously, but why do you call it a Christmas tree farm?
Because we grow the trees, and the people come here and they have the option of going out to the fields to cut the trees. Well, they don't cut them. Yeah, they choose whatever tree that they want.
Okay.
And we have paths up through the trees. So it's a kind of a family tradition now with a lot of people, and that's what people are looking for now, is to do something different at Christmas. So it's, they wrap up and they go out to the fields and they have the thousands of trees to look from. Some look for big trees or small trees or fat trees or thin trees or whatever. And it's a, I suppose there's not that many opportunities for young children to get out in the fields with their parents nowadays. So they kind of make it a special event to do this.
Well, if you have any tips, given that, how long have you been in the family business, the Wheelocks?
Growing trees were about 18 to 20 years ago since we started selling. I'm not really sure when, because it only started off that we sold a couple of acres in the beginning.
Yeah.
And we didn't even realise how long it took before the time, from the time they're sowed and the time they're fit to harvest.
So
it takes about 8 to 10 years.
Well, this weekend are the big weekends.
Is the big weekend.
Okay, so
was the big weekend.
Well, people who when you put up your tree, but the whole idea of keeping it watered, what's the advice?
Well, first of all, you get your tree as fresh as you can, Joe.
Okay.
Needless to say, and when the trees are cut, for some reason the trees take up a lot of water, even though they're cut. So the ideal thing is to get your tree, and if the tree is standing, if the tree is cut for any length of time, I don't know how long in a lot of cases, I only know as in our own, but if the tree is lying around for a couple of days or something, if you just cut a little slither off the bottom of the tree
mm-hmm.
and stand it in a bucket of water, it'll take up a couple of pints of water for the first few days.
Oh, will it, yeah.
And then it'll reseal itself again. And it won't take up as much water, but you still continue to water it.
Look, so keep it well watered, for a lot of water at its base for the first few days.
Yeah.
And then after, 4 or 5 days, it doesn't need as much.
No, it doesn't need as much, but you still should do it, even though I don't always do it myself. But you still should, it'll take up a drop of water all the time. And it's amazing. I put in my Christmas tree on the 8th of December every year, and I will not take it down until after the 6th of January.
Well, there's nothing nicer.
And it'll go out, and it'll outside somewhere, and the leaves, the needles are still on it, maybe in May, June, July. Once it goes back out, it seems to come back up again. But the tree has to be fresh, of course, you know.
Okay, now remember as well, there's another aspect to that, and we've been talking about it all through the program, that's fire. If a very, very dry tree is a danger. Keep your tree well watered.
But the only thing about it is that you put it in a water stand. You know, I don't know how good spraying it is, but there's plenty of water stands. We have a lovely handy stand that you just screw the stand up through the tree, and it's very handy, and that fits in a bowl, and all you want to do is just put your finger in the bowl of water and see whether there's any water in it or not.
Okay, well done.
And the other thing about, I know I'm probably one of the few now who don't put lights on the tree.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't put lights because there's beautiful decorations out there now, and your tree is, to me, is a nostalgia thing because you have those decorations that people give
to
you for years.
Lots of tips. Thanks indeed, Mary Wheelock, down in Enniscorthy. We're back tomorrow 1:45. That tip's programmed, we need your assistance, is on next week. Joe at rt.ie or 1850 715 815. Tips for the table, the tree, the turkey, tips involving oranges, lemons, any berries, cherries, towels, sellotape, any wrapping paper, bacon. Okay. You Armin produced. Remember, Liveline call back tonight at 7 o'clock on RT1 television. And Ray Darcy is next.